COVID-19 doesn't discriminate by race, and yet Black people in the U.S. are dying at an alarmingly higher rate than others.
In Illinois alone, more than 40% of those who have died
are African-American. 70% of people who died of the disease in Louisiana are African-American.
This virus is disproportionately hitting Black Americans.
Things are no different here in Michigan. Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman shares what some people say can be done today to stop this kind of thing from happening again in the future.
Black people make up less than 14% of Michigan's population, but they account for 40% of the state's COVID-19 deaths so far. Demographic information about COVID infections and deaths isn't available for most counties yet, but the numbers in Michigan and elsewhere still indicate an alarming trend. There are lots of systemic reasons for these disparities, but in this story we'll talk about three: healthcare, affordable healthy food, and clean drinking water.
COVID-19 is an equal opportunity disease. The problem is that our U.S. healthcare system is not.
This is Rayshon Ray at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C. Ray says, among other things, universal healthcare would go a long way in helping Black communities survive an event like the coronavirus pandemic.
So that people get treated before they get deathly sick and instead can get treated when they initially get ill.
One thing that could help head off health problems is better access to healthy food. Omari Barksdale is an artist and activist in Detroit. He recently lost his sister to COVID-19. Barksdale says many of the city's Black residents live in food deserts, where healthy food is either non-existent or unaffordable.
Which forces many family members to purchase dollar menu meals from fast food restaurants, which contributes to the health disparities.
About 40% of Black people in Michigan struggle with obesity. That's a leading risk factor for type 2 diabetes, which is one of the underlying conditions associated with poor outcomes for people who contract COVID-19. An even more basic hurdle in Detroit is water access. The city has shut off water service to 141,000 Detroit homes since 2014.
So this is a problem of enormous proportion prior to a pandemic, but in the middle of a pandemic, it becomes even more so.
This is Monica Lewis Patrick. She's the president and CEO of We the People of Detroit. It's a nonprofit that informs and mobilizes community members to improve quality of life in the city. Detroit started shutting off water to homes because people weren't paying their water bills, but the city and state have agreed to stop water shutoffs during this pandemic. City officials say fewer than 100 homes in the city still don't have water, and they're working on getting those households restored. Lewis Patrick says after this pandemic is over, creating a water affordability plan for Detroit should be a simple choice, but it's not.
You are dealing with many times policymakers and people that are leading on decisions that have no idea and cannot even fathom some of the conditions and circumstances that people are living in.
Detroit officials say an income-based plan for water rates would be illegal. That's an interpretation disputed by water rights activists, and it's not likely to get settled anytime soon. But it's an issue that could get attention from a new state task force. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist is heading up the initiative. He says it will do more than look at the causes for the disparities we're seeing.
We also want to lay the foundation for program and policy solutions that will address these disparities wherever they present themselves.
Gilchrist says the task force can't fix all the social inequities that have led to the disparities in COVID-19 deaths, but it could put Michigan's most marginalized people in a better position to weather the next storm. I'm Bryce Huffman.